This is the Concealed Carry Podcast, episode number 88. Maybe we should just forego the music, and this will just be the one episode that is just us, just our lame voices.
What do you mean
the whole episode?
We didn't forego any music. I just, that was the track.
You know what I mean.
Hold on, I'll do a fade out.
Okay. And welcome to the Concealed Carry Podcast, part of the ConcealedCarry.com network. I am your host, Riley Bowman, and I've got with me here...
Jacob Paulson. Well, so I got to think. So Riley is the guy... We have no prep here. So Riley is the guy who FaceTimes with his family while driving down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, I did, yes. Family's important, right?
Now, I will give you this. You didn't hold the phone in your hand. You had it like in the little like windshield mount thing.
And it's not like I was, you know, looking so, you know, did I do an okay job driving?
No blood, no scratches and paint. We're good.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, and Jacob is the guy who has been reiterated time and time and time again on this trip that you really do not like pickles.
Pickles are disgusting. And do not get pickle juice on my fries. Why do they put pickles on top of fries? You can't order a burger without pickle juice fries. What the crap is wrong with these people?
Did you eat the fries that came in contact with?
At this particular restaurant today, they put the pickle on the red onions.
Oh, that's right.
And so unfortunately, I was not able to use said red onions on my burger because they had pickle juice on them. It's ridiculous.
Oh boy. Anyway, folks, welcome to the Concealed Carry Podcast. We are down here in good old Las Vegas, Nevada, attending SHOT Show 2017, hence the craziness and yes, the lateness of getting this episode out to you. Really, we meant to get this recorded a little bit earlier, even last night, but boy, we've been busy this week, haven't we?
Yeah, today at SHOT Show, we ran into a listener of the podcast and soon to be instructor in our network.
Yep.
And he says something to the effect of, did you already start to get the podcast out today? Kind of looked at Riley like, yeah, we're going to do that tonight.
We both just kind of laughed.
It's been a long week. But yeah, we got a lot of exciting things to talk about and I think share from SHOT Show. You know, SHOT Show is an interesting trade show because not everybody can attend. And so, you know, there's listeners here who probably, you know, if they had the opportunity, they would be willing to pay to come to Vegas and walk the show floor. In fact, we have instructors in our network who have emailed us and said, hey, how do I get in?
Yeah. And mainly it's a show that's intended for dealers. And I mean, really heavily geared towards the dealers. And even the... You know, it's so interesting. The more we attend the show, the more it becomes so apparent just how stuck in the 20th century the gun industry can be at times, right? You know, it's so just old school marketing, old school, you know, hey, we have these products and we're going to sell these to some wholesalers and then or distributors or whatever. And then you dealers are going to go deal with them. And the dealers really are only going to go to the big guys like, you know, Ruger or something just to see what's there. And then they're going to go right over to the distributor and place an order.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, there's a few manufacturers that do business direct with dealers, but it's just very, you know, but it's still a great show. And it's still great fun. We've been here covering it from mainly a media perspective. This year we had media credentials to attend, considering all of the content that we generate, the articles we write, and of course this podcast. And so we've been attending with the purpose really of getting a lot of media generated from the show and covering what's new and upcoming and exciting from the show, which is quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, our poor video guy, we make him walk around on the show floor for 12, 14 hours recording all this video.
Yes.
And then we expect him to come back here to the place we've rented and spend all night editing the video so we can get it on YouTube the next day.
Which he's probably doing right now. He's locked away in his bedroom, you know, probably slaving away on putting out another video. And actually, thanks to you, Jacob, here we are. We're sitting in a decent little house that we rented through Airbnb.
No, this one was HomeAway, which is the new fancy brand of VRBO.
Right, right on.
But, yeah.
And that's where we're recording this today, you know, so we apologize for, it's, you know, might be a little different sounding or a little noisier. And, you know, if Corey decides to come out of his video editing dungeon, the doors don't actually fit in their frames very well, I've noticed, in this house. So you'll hear a noise or whatever if he dares come out. Anyway, so yeah, maybe we'll put a photo in the podcast show notes of Corey and this camera rig.
Yeah.
Because it's almost comical in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw his head pop out. Oh, there he is.
He said, wait, they're talking about me.
He's doing something. No, I don't hear a thing, dude.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, he's worried about the noise. So the general idea, I think, today on the podcast is we want to share with you the, and I know this is going to sound lame, but I swear this is going to be valuable, but we're going to give you kind of an idea of what we've seen at SHOT Show, who we've met with, some videos that we've recorded that we're going to be publishing and producing soon on our Facebook page and YouTube channel, and talk through some of those things. And I think what the objective here is to give you a couple ideas. I want to talk, we're going to give you some sense of, you know, gun industry, general things that we're learning or taking away, things that we learned at the State of the Industry dinner last night. We're also, I think, going to give you some ideas of what's going on, what's new, what we are most excited about, Riley and I. Mm-hmm. And if you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel, as we publish these over the next week or two, I'd say, you'll have an opportunity to kind of know what's coming, and you can sift through all these videos. They're going to be, and there's going to be a lot of them.
Oh, yes.
A lot of these videos. So you'll be able to sift through and say, oh, yeah, I remember Jacob and Riley mentioned that one on the podcast, and that one particularly interested me. And you can go and consume that content. Or maybe you'll say, you know, screw the video. That sounds so cool. I'm just going to learn about it right now. In which case, you know, be our guests.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, along those lines, I mean, yes, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook, by the way, too, I mean, make sure you do that, too. And have we got it switched over now, the branding on Facebook, to concealedcarry.com?
No, it's pending. Facebook's all sorts of fun about that. So
you still got to search for USA Firearm Training. And also, too, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast either, I mean, make sure that happens, because, you know, we really have some big plans in store here in the next coming months. Some folks we've met with here at SHOT Show, and hopefully some plans develop from that, and we can continue to bring excellent content through the podcast and through our other means as well.
Yep. Today's show was sponsored unofficially, and by unofficially, I mean they don't know they're sponsoring this, so maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't tell them.
We're just giving them some love.
But this show is unofficially sponsored by 6-Hour.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, we were fortunate to attend the 6-Hour VIP range event, and that was just fantastic, right? And so I guess this becomes almost a natural transition, too, into some of the content we're going to talk about today. You're right. We're throwing some love towards SIG for them accommodating us and allowing us to be there. And really, they threw quite an event. I mean, catered with food, and then they had all the guns, all the suppressors, rifles and pistols, long-range rifles, all the optics, range finders. There was a thermal optic there, which we did not get our hands on. I saw it, but that was at the long-range part of the range, and it was busy.
Yeah, it was. But, they had the air guns that we shot all SIG ammo that day.
Yep, all the ammo.
Probably the biggest takeaway I had from the SIG range day, and we already published a video on YouTube a little bit about that day, but the biggest thing is, you know, SIG Sauer, they are the most fully inclusive player in this game.
Agreed.
There's just no really comparison. I mean, we just mentioned obviously the products, you know, guns, you know, pistols, rifles, air guns, ammo, optics, suppressors. Yeah, that's a pretty good product line.
Right.
But even above and beyond that, 6-Hour Academy.
Yes.
They are the you know, standard, in my opinion, in the training game as far as manufacturers go. And
there's some very exciting things happening at the 6-Hour Academy, which we're going to be attending in about a month.
Yeah, yeah, about a month.
Crazy.
So let's talk about the new guns from SIG. So mm-hmm. we published already a video on YouTube. It was one of the first ones we published after we got here with Kyle Lamb talking about the new P320 VTAC.
Yeah, really cool little handgun. You know, and Kyle's done some other VTAC version guns. He did one with Smith & Wesson, an M&P. And he's really become a fan of SIG and is doing a lot of things with SIG Sauer. In fact, it's his course we're going to attend at the SIG Sauer Academy in February. And, you know, folks, you that have been listening, you know, what was it, about a month or so ago, we had Kyle on the podcast and had him in our Guardian Nation live broadcast as well. And we're also extremely thankful to Kyle for his support of us and our podcast. And really, it's because of him we were able to get into the 6 hour VIP event anyhow. Kyle introduced his new VTAC pistol. It's got an improved grip, a little bit better stippling on the grip. It's a flat dark earth, I believe, color or something. I don't even know if he knew for sure what it was called. But the big thing I noticed was they put a new trigger on it. It's a flat trigger.
Yep.
And, you know, in the P320s already have a really nice trigger stock anyway. The original ones were a more traditional curved trigger. This is a flat trigger. And where the slack starts is, you know, a little ahead of 90 degrees. And then where the trigger breaks is right at 90 degrees. Resets nice and short and clean. And then, of course, got Kyle's own VTAC sights, night sights on it. Mm-hmm. Very attractive looking gun. And I want one.
Yeah. We saw a lot of things we want, so the list is getting long. The slide has a little bit cut out of it, which both makes it very attractive looking, also makes it a little bit lighter. And so there was just really nice. You know, one gun that Riley, you were really impressed with was the Max Michelle
Special
1911.
Yeah. It's basically competition ready from the factory. It has a fantastic trigger. Also a flat trigger on that one as well, but it's a 1911 platform. I believe it's an alloy frame, slide. There we go. And got a little Max Michel logo on it, on the slide. Really great looking, attractive gun. Very nice texture and stippling on the grips. Great shooter. I mean, just that was the one, like, mm-hmm. you picked it up and it's just bang, bang, bang. You know, everything went down. So really a nice gun. And the other one that really impressed me was their X5, which is a P320. But this is intended, and we spoke quite a bit with, I'm going to forget his name, the product manager behind the X5.
Was it Phil?
Yes, I think it was Phil. Good, thank you.
Yeah.
The X5 is basically, you know, it's intended to be a competition-ready P320. It ships with four magazines, and they've got, you know, their big competition style base plates. It's got a flared magazine well. Once again, the updated, similar grip, actually basically the same grip as the Kyle Lamb VTAC version of the pistol with the flared mag well. Same trigger, great trigger, great sights. It's really a nice gun, and yeah. Really impressed with that as well.
I was really impressed with all the optics we saw from SIG Sauer.
Yes.
You really kind of have the Romeo series, which is kind of the red dots and you know, smaller optics, and then you have the Whiskey series of scopes. And we didn't see a lot of the Whiskeys, but they're primarily hunting scopes. And then you have the Tangos. And
Which are like your higher-end tactical and, you know, with magnification and long-range optics mm-hmm. as well.
And Riley will tell you, I'm not much of a long-range, you know, rifle shooter, but I got up there on one of those scopes, and it was so dialed in, and that guy walked me through the adjustments as we moved from 200 mm-hmm. to 300 to 400 to 500 yards, and even I looked good on that gun.
Yeah, you did. And I think you were shooting the SSG.
Correct. Yeah,
which I also SSG. Shot. And the day before, I shot the 7.16 G2. Both those guns are 308 caliber. And the thing that impressed me was 716 had the, and that's like an AR-10 style rifle for those that don't know. It had what they call a level plex in it. It's little indicator lights in there that light up and tell you, oh, hey, the gun's out of level. So you can get things leveled up. So, you know, everything lines up the way it should when you're shooting long range. And yeah, it was very easy to get hits up to 500 yards, even with, you know, we had some wind going. Mm-hmm. As well. So, mm-hmm.
And just the last thought from me, and you may have other things you want to highlight, Riley, but we were shooting 6-hour ammo all day, mm-hmm. out there on the range. Did you see a single malfunction?
Yeah, we saw one actually.
Oh, yes, indeed we did see one.
I'm sorry, we got to be honest on the podcast here.
But we saw a lot of rounds fired.
There were a lot of rounds fired.
And if we only saw one malfunction, I'd say it was going pretty well.
And I'm not exactly sure what happened. You know, we didn't even pick up that round and look at it. It was on, you were shooting, I can't remember what gun, but it was I think it was a MPX.
I think it was the MPX. It was the first fire. Yeah, failure to fire. Yeah.
I kind of wondered if maybe the gun didn't get into battery on that one fully. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be, because we picked it up off the table.
With it being your first shot, you know, it kind of makes me a little suspicious. Yeah. But
all around, continue to be very impressed with Sig Sauer ammunition.
Yeah, no, we love Sig. I mean, we sell Sig with a V-Crown. They're elite performance rounds for self-defense use. Mm-hmm. You folks, you know, longtime listeners, or you've seen it on our store, you know that's one that we are really fond of.
And they're expanding that line. So mm-hmm. those would be kind of some of my top level, you know, loving thoughts about 6-hour range day.
I think the last thing I would add is the suppressor line. Sig suppressors really impressed. And that's the thing, you know, it goes back to what you started with, Jacob, about how they were really, and this is their new logo, right? Or not logo, slogan.
Line. Yeah.
You know, the complete systems provider, you know. And that's what they're going for, and that's what they're really set on achieving. And if you look at their optics, you look at the suppressors, you look at the guns, you look at the rifles, the ammunition, they really are becoming the complete systems provider. And everything that they're doing, I mean, there's a few things here and there. It's like, well, you know, I kind of wish that was a little bit different, or, you know, but nobody is perfect. No product is perfect. No gun is perfect. You know, so, but overall, Sig is really impressing me in terms of their level of quality in everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
And then the training on top of that, the academy.
I'm hands down. There's a reason of all the things we've seen this week that unofficially, without their permission, we're calling Sig Sauer the sponsor of this episode. They really did impress.
And we thank them once again for having us out there. And you'll be seeing some video on our YouTube channel and elsewhere, Facebook and so forth, from those events. So a lot of fun.
Yep.
On to the next thing.
Next level training, our friend Mike Hughes.
Yeah. So what was the big news there? Well, they have a new CERT pistol, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really huge.
We got the essentially the Glock style one, right? And we've got the M&P style. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, we were one of the first ones there to put them on camera and have them show us and introduce to us their latest and greatest, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, this is a subcompact. What did he call it? I think he just called us a small pistol, or I can't remember.
I don't know.
Had some really smart term.
It's a compact. It's a compact.
Yeah. And it's not meant to be, you know, mimic any exact pistol, but very, you know, like Ruger LCP, Glock LC9. 43. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
LCP.
Yeah, that other thing.
It's an LC9.
The Glock 43-ish, like a little Kel-Tec, yep. Or, you know, something like that.
Basically a single stack compact 9mm, you know, that's so popular these days. It has that form factor. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is a big opportunity, and we have people been asking for this, and the price tag was also to impress. It's going to be a sub $200 product. Mm-hmm. For those of you who've been looking for a laser training pistol and felt like, you know, you didn't want to have to pick up the Glock 17, you didn't want to pick up the Smith & Wesson M&P, this new option is going to be for you, and it's going to hit shelves in a couple months. And we just today uploaded that one to YouTube, so you can go online and get a view of that one.
You know what's really exciting about this coming from Next Level Training is that I think they're really starting to pick up steam in terms of their product development. You know, the company's getting bigger. They're succeeding more. You know, they're more profitable, I imagine. And because it was just a year ago that they, you know, really had the M&P ready to go. They actually told me about the M&P styled pistol 2 years ago, and kind of was like, yeah, we think we'll get this out this year, and it didn't happen. And then they got that finally ironed out by last year, and then already just a year later, they've got this new compact version. I kind of think that, you know, things are moving a little bit quicker in terms of the development there at Next Level Training, and I'm really excited to see, honestly, I mean, this one's going to be great, but I think there's going to be more. I mean, some things that might make sense, really a lot of sense for them to be, because I think it'd be easy for them to do, would be to do something like a Glock 19 sized. Mm-hmm. And I think they could introduce some other things, you know, honestly, a P320 would be really rifles, nice to see from them.
I mean, talk about other options. They do sell an AR bolt right now that you can insert into your normal AR, but it's finicky. It sometimes can be difficult. And they know that, you know, because there's so many different kinds of AR builds.
Well, speaking of which, I think there was some hint made along something along those lines. So yeah, anyway,
they didn't want to talk about it, but
no, some cool, exciting stuff coming from those boys.
And as long as we're talking about Next Level Training, I think LASR Laser deserves a mention. Mm-hmm. Those guys they're always next door to each other at SHOT Show. And this is the software program that we advocate for here on our podcast and on our website. It'll work with any laser training pistol or laser ammo that you might use. But they're definitely, I think that it goes hand in hand with the cert from Next Level Training. And what they've really done is, you know, and I'll just add to, if you've ever purchased Laser, the software program, you get updates for free. Mm. So if you're not opening that up and accepting the updates, you should be, because they always roll out updates for everyone for free, always, forever. Mm. That's their company policy. And with this latest version, they released a 4.0, they have what they call the Laser Community. And what that does, it allows you to, you know, go onto this, you know, call it like LASR social network, and you can see drills that people have posted. You can download them, you can run them, you can upload your times. It's really pretty dang cool. And I think we're going to start taking more advantage of that as a company and putting things up that you guys can go do and, you know, compete with me and Riley. Mostly Riley, because he generally beats me.
Mm, I don't know. But yeah.
I might trick the system. I'll cheat.
Yeah, you might, but that's all right. Well, you're forgiven. Laser also hinted at, you know, no details, and they didn't even give us any details, but there's more stuff coming from those boys as well. And just from the look on John's face, I'm excited.
Something big is coming.
Yeah. So stay tuned on that. Now, change of pace a little bit. Because, I mean, something totally different. Well, we've talked about suppressors already, but I want to talk about Spyderco. Or not Spyderco, excuse me. That's nice. Silencerco.
Silencerco.
Once again, it's late. I'm tired. Jeez, we walked, 50 miles this week? Anyway, Silencerco. Once again, they continue to impress. Great booth. They always have a beautiful booth.
Yeah.
They put on a good show. And this booth, you know, the big product, and it was there last year, and it got a lot of attention. And that was the Maxim 9, which is their built from the ground up, you know, their own version of a pistol. But of course, being Silencerco, their own version of a pistol means it's got a suppressor, and it's built in, you know, integral suppressor to the gun. It's kind of big, you know, looks like RoboCop, you know, type gun, but frankly, it looks really cool. And their booth, you know, they had like kind of these windows on the one side, and like almost every pane in the window had a Maxim 9 sitting in it. It was really cool.
Yeah. Last year it was more like a prototype. This year it had been fired. You know, I mean, it was really
true. I think they kind of had the prototype working last year, but you definitely, you know, it was definitely really early, and they didn't really know for certain when everything would be totally working, you know, in production. And finally, it sounds like the Maxim 9 is really ready to roll out this year. And it's really a cool looking gun. We don't have any experience actually getting hands on and firing it and seeing, you know, how the suppressing or suppression works or whatever. It looks really cool.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that. There's going to be kind of a short and a long version. The long,
it ships. I believe it ships with,
With long. Both, right.
Yeah, and you can remove baffles
out of it and
shorten it up. Yeah.
A couple other things that I think are noteworthy. They already had holsters there that, you know, we're going to be working with.
They're working with Blackhawk, Galco, G-Code. We were doing the video with them, and I couldn't remember that third one.
G-Code, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Another cool thing is, you know, keep your eye out because they were very gracious. They invited us to come out to their facility and shoot and, you know, do some shooting and talk more about it. So hopefully we'll have more to come from Silencer Co.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff with them there and really excited. So yeah, stay tuned on that as well. Now, looks like you had an idea.
Well, I was going to talk about Taurus, which did something pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got this new gun, and Taurus being Taurus, they just kind of do their own thing, right?
They really did. They're definitely a company that's always trying to innovate, but they did something that I thought was really crazy and cool. They for the first time ever, have a pistol that is 100% designed, invented, and manufactured in the U.S.
Yeah.
From start to scratch, whole process right here in the U.S.
Right.
And it's called the Taurus Spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're right about that. It's pretty cool to see this gun completely a U.S. designed and made gun. I mean, they're a Brazilian company. And a lot of the guns have been made in Brazil. They've also, I think, made a few others in the U.S., but maybe they had some tie. Yeah, I mean, the fact is, this is completely from ground up built right here in the USA. And the Spectrum is a little subcompact. I mean, really, it's a pocket pistol. It's a 380. It's really different looking. You know, so the first time you see it, you'll be like, I don't know. You know, but it feels good in the hand. It's small. I don't really care for those little pocket pistols. I mean, I have kind of meaty hands and, you know, I just sort of swallow them up. But a pocket pistol is a pocket pistol, and this is definitely a very unique take on it.
Yeah, if I had to compare it to something, I would say like Bursa Thunder. As far as the look, the size, you know, the shape,
that size,
but this is really cool. I mean, there's a couple things that right out of the bat, I just got to tell you about this gun. First off, on the magwell and the extension, it comes with a flat base mag, and it comes with an extension, one mag with an extension on it. And the extension has what they call recessed pinky or something like that. I can't remember.
It's some smart shape, name. You know, instead of that extended mag, base plate being kind of straight and in line with the rest of the grip, the pinky portion where it rests is kind of back a little bit. And, you know, at first you look at it, it's like, well, okay. But then you put your hand on it and
feels good.
Feels fine. Yeah.
The other cool thing that I just was completely, it's so cool. And we, for a while, I think we were kind of joking about it, like, yeah, some people are going to like this. And I was like, you know what? I like it. I think it's cool. And that is the color configurations. There's kind of three different parts of this pistol that you can choose the color on the slide, the frame, and then what I'll call like a polymer grip thing.
It's a soft touch. It's like silicone, you know, it's soft touch silicone, appliques, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So like on the slide and then on the frame, I think there's three different colors to choose from, kind of like a white, a silver, and a black. And then on the polymer thing, majigger, you know, there's like 30 colors. You know, you can go from Tiffany blue to
black, charcoal, to gray.
Yeah,
to
I mean, you name it, purple,
flat, dark, you know, darker, coyote tan.
Yep.
I
think it's cool. They had some color combinations that were kind of exclusive to certain dealers for some period of time. But they, you know, there's something like 80 something potential color combinations.
It was about that. I thought he said something like 70, but yeah, 70, 80, whatever. It's a bunch, you know.
Either way, I think that's something that's going to be very attractive to the consumer. And I got to tell you, it is to me. Like, I think it's cool. I would love to customize my gun.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't float my boat as much as it floats yours. I just don't really. I'm like, yeah, give me a black gun. I don't care. I'll shoot it. You know, like, just put a gun in my hand. I'll shoot it. Mm-hmm. The Spectrum is, you know, I saw it in a magazine. I don't remember which one recently, you know, and I was like, I don't know. And you know, instead of having slide serrations, it's got kind of this little recessed groove thing, you know, and it kind of is, I think, meant to fit your thumb and finger. And
I don't like that part. Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, they spoke pretty highly. They thought it was pretty hot stuff. Like, oh, look, we don't have slide serrations. Okay, whatever. But You know, it's a unique design. It looks unique. It's, you know, what do you expect from Taurus? You know, they're always kind of bucking trends and doing their own thing. And I respect them for that. Definitely would probably like to get my hands on and see how it does. You know, as long as the thing shoots, as long as it performs, that's all I care about. They seem to think it does. I think the review I saw recently from one of the, I think I saw it was a review from one of the main gun magazines. I think they said it, you know, it performed fine, but who knows? We'll see. It's interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I honestly think it's going to be pretty popular amongst women.
I do too. I do too. I think it's very affordable. I always think the price tag is going to be attractive. It was sub
300.
Yeah, I think certain color combinations are maybe like 285 and others are like 310 or something like that.
Yeah, but that's MSRP. You know, what you're going to see, that you're going to see that thing in gun show or gun
stores.
Rooms, mm-hmm. Yep. Gun store rooms, whatever, cases for 250.
Yeah, it'll drop. Yeah.
So let's change it up a little bit here.
Yep.
Last night, we had the opportunity to attend a State of the Industry dinner. And boy, that's not a cheap dinner to attend. And we had never done that before. Keynote speaker was Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs. And the food was okay. It wasn't great. But Mike Rowe, the entertainment, I think, made it pretty much worth it.
He delivered. He definitely delivered. I mean, like you said, it's a ticket where you're not paying for a meal. You're really donating money to the National Sports Shooting Foundation. But it was a great dinner. And it was a little bit interesting because my impression was, and like you said, for our first time attending that particular event, but my impression is that sometimes they give you a lot more statistics and, you know, state of the industry kind of information. But a lot of it this time was, hey, we won the election. There are some cool things. I was very impressed with the efforts that the NSSF has put forward towards suicide prevention, particularly among veterans.
Safety.
Yeah, their child safe program and you know, how many millions of something of gun locks they've donated or something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. they really have a lot going on. They spent $20 million you know, last year in the election, particularly focused on the Senate races.
Yeah.
And I think they said they you know, 8 of the 9 they were focused on went their way. And obviously, you know, they didn't take full credit for that. But there was a lot of good things that came out of that. And the industry is ultimately healthy. It's going very well. You know, gun sales continue to be up. Safety continues to be up. The number of accidents was down. Do you remember, there was something mm-hmm. really cool, you know, number of accidents with guns down 20-something% and
24%.
And that, maybe that was just among children or maybe that was across the board. I can't remember.
I think that was over the last 10 years or 5 years. Yeah. Or something. I mean, but that's great.
It's huge.
You know,
it's
huge. Especially when you think about it, the one correlation we see, and I mean, who knows if this is, once again, is it causation? Is it correlation? Who knows? But, you know, gun sales we know are way, 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 way up in the last few months, in the last year. Every month is like a record month in terms of gun sales. And we see a record number of gun seizures by the TSA go on. But we have all these guns out there and gun-related accidents are down.
Yeah. That's also, cool. Violent crimes and gun-related crimes are down.
Yeah.
And I don't think those numbers were as drastic in terms of percentage
drops. But we've been seeing that trend for years, and it's a good one.
Yeah. So a lot of good news, I think, for the industry overall. Yeah. A lot to celebrate, and that was nice to see. And, and as you mentioned, Mike Rowe, he was great.
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, what a storyteller, and what a wordsmith, and what a gentleman. He's just a great guy, and he's a fan, and he's a supporter of the industry.
Yep.
His ideals align with the people in this industry very well. He really tries to stray away from politics, but you can kind of get a sense for where his loyalties lie to some degree.
Yep.
He's a good guy and it was a lot of fun. So anyway,
it was.
And let's see, what's another big one? Like, what's something that we haven't talked about yet that just kind of blew your mind, Jacob?
You know, one, and I don't think we got this on camera. Maybe we'll see if we can catch up with these guys tomorrow, but what about GSM Outdoors?
Oh, the guys that make, walkers. You know, actually at the SIG VIP event, they were giving away some really cool little Bluetooth, their earbuds. Mm-hmm. And they're 30 NRR, so noise rating reduction, 30 NRR rated ear protection, but they will connect with your mobile device, with your phone, through Bluetooth. And I mean, you could be listening to music, you could be taking a phone call, and they said, and we're going to have to test and see this, they said you could be at an indoor range with, you know, pop, 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 you know, all that going on around you, and you could take a phone call. With they believe the noise cancellation on those is so good.
It was pretty impressive. I mean, you turn those things mm-hmm. on, you crank up the volume, and you could hear conversations that seemed to be really far away.
Right, yeah, they amplify what's going on around you.
They amplified well, mm-hmm. they blocked out the shots really well, mm-hmm. and the Bluetooth was working great. I was getting little beeps in my ear from my phone notifications and couldn't hear the shots. I just, it was one of those things that you see and you're like, why didn't anyone do this before?
Yeah.
Really, really cool. And you kind of imagine you've seen the Bluetooth earbuds that people wear that kind of go around their neck. Riley wears it all the time. So
got
Riley
one
was
on right now.
Yeah, yeah. Riley just about freaked out when he saw these. And so it's that exact same kind of design, and you know, kind of retractable into the thing majigger, and you pull them out, stick them in your ears, and you can flip it on. Battery life seemed to be stellar. I didn't even charge mine. I used it for 2 days.
It was
super cool. And so the brand that you're going to see is Walkers, manufactured or produced or something by GSM Outdoors. But they also have a whole line of safety gear, both eye and ear protection equipment. And I was very impressed with their products, and I think everyone else was too.
Yeah. Now, one product that we saw and laid eyes and hands on today that kind of wowed me was at CZ USA, and they have their new P10C, striker. I think it's their first striker-fired gun that they have released. It has lines that look very much, it's kind of like a cross between a 6-hour P320. The slide looks exactly like a P320. In fact, I'm actually kind of baffled at that. I mean, are you going to do the traditional just square slide? I don't know, but it's got a shape very similar with that gradual taper down towards the barrel that looks like a P320, and then it's really designed and set up like a Glock. The takedown was exactly like a Glock, for instance, mm-hmm. but really an impressive little pistol, affordable price. But the trigger on that thing, I mean, the P320's got a great trigger. This one also had a really good trigger. I would say that the actual trigger break itself was not as good as the 320, but the reset was super impressive. Really short.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, just like, we're standing right there and I'm handling one for the first time. And they're like, try the trigger. Yep, tried it. Okay. Try the reset. Okay. And I did. And I was like, whoa. Like, I actually want to do that again and again and again and again. It was really...
It took a lot to get this gun out of Riley's hands.
Yeah. And I asked him for a T&E, for a trial and an evaluation, you know, model. We'll see. We'll see if we can get one in our hands and do some testing with it and a review. But I'm optimistic about it. That was really cool. I was pretty impressed with the P10C.
Yeah, and we got a great video of that, mm-hmm. So that'll be coming up on our YouTube channel.
Danae over there at CZUSA, she was really sweet to do a little video introducing that. And also the Phantom...
No, Shadow.
Oh, excuse me.
The Shadow 2.
Shadow 2, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But really impressive competition gun, really attractive gun, also phenomenal trigger reset on that thing and some other great features. So that's a video to watch for, and we'll get that one up as soon as we can.
Absolutely.
So how about one I'm thinking about that was it today? I think it was today. Yeah, Colt, the Cobra. So this was an interesting thing. Colt had a Cobra revolver years and years ago.
For a long time.
Yeah, and it was very well-known.
It was a popular little revolver.
Yeah.
And they're coming back with it.
Yeah, and the new one looks really good. Yeah. It's a solid frame. I'm trying to remember the metal, but this thing is really shootable.
I believe it was just a steel pistol.
It's just steel,
I think,
but, yeah. Six shot revolver.
Nice trigger.
Good trigger. Double action. I just thought it was very easy to hold in my hand and shoot. And they're definitely trying to see where the industry is going. I, you know, to hear this guy talk about it, and you guys will see it on the video when we upload it, but to hear him talk about Colt and what Colt is doing and what they're recognizing in the industry, I was very impressed with what they're doing.
Well, yeah, you know, here's the interesting thing. They had their new products, you know, all on this one wall. And you look at that one wall, and it really just looks like a bunch of old products that they used to make or they have been making, and then they've just kind of brought them back, resurrected them a little bit, maybe made some improvements and tweaks here. I'd like to see something from Colt that is genuinely new and different and innovative. But we know Colt's been struggling for years. They've gone through some corporate changes, some ownership changes even, a lot of changes over there. And but I was very excited to see them come out again with the Colt or Cobra revolver. The other thing that I was really pleased with was the classic Delta Elite 10 millimeter. We actually didn't do that one on the video that we did with them, but you know, I like Colt guns. I mean, how can you not like Colt, Samuel Colt?
Yeah.
But the Cobra is pretty cool to see. It's only 38 special plus P, no 357 or anything like that. But I'd like to get my hands on it as well and see if we can do a review on it.
Yeah. And there's one other gun that you guys will see in the video
when we get that published.
The Commander, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff out of Colt. And I think we've come to expect quality. I think they continue to put out a quality thing. And really excited to see the Cobra back.
Yeah. Now, how about something that's kind of not gun related? Well, I mean, gun related, but it's not a gun. And this was a really clever product, and we stumbled upon it in the Safariland booth because this guy had kind of some ties with Safariland and mainly Bill Rogers. You know, you should know who Bill Rogers is. He's basically a legend in this industry. And he had some ties with Bill Rogers and I guess was invited to kind of hang out there with Safariland, and he was showing off his it's a charging handle. It's basically what it is.
I don't remember what the product is called.
that's a great point.
What is it called? I know the company's name was Force 37.
No, Falcon.
Falcon. Thank you.
Yeah, I have the card, his business card right here. Steve Parker over there at Falcon 37.
Yeah.
And so he saw, you know, he looked at this issue, I guess, right? You know, I mean, the charging handle on AR-15, that, you know, classic T-shaped charging handle. Originally, you know, you just have the little button/release thing on the left side. And, you know, it's not always convenient to use. And it's certainly not ambidextrous by itself. A lot of guys will put ambidextrous ones on. This just was totally different out of the box. It was just impressive, and really, yeah. He described it as being something, you know, hey, I was trying to solve the whole issue of he wanted a higher cheek piece, you know, so he could get a better cheek weld when shooting an AR-15, and you can't really do that because, you know, that gets in the way of your charging handle. Well, basically, what he did is he took the T portion of that charging handle away and extended it out, and has this raised section, and you can rest your cheek on there. It's a little bit, you know, higher, and so you get a little bit better cheek weld, a little bit better sight picture, and it's completely ambidextrous. And you know, at first, it's one of those things you look at and you're like, oh, I don't know how that works, but then you put your hand on it and you find it works quite well.
It's like racking the slide on a semi-auto. Mm-hmm. But it's the charging handle. I mean, it really feels like that. You reach that support hand over, and you grab, and you just whoop, pull it to the rear, and it's just that easy. And I was very impressed. I thought, I want that on my gun now.
I'm buying that.
Yeah,
that's basically what you said. And I'd buy it just to have it and to try it. You know, I have ambidextrous charging handles, and I like them just fine. But that's really. It's exciting, and that's one of the great things about SHOT Show is seeing these products. I mean, people see a problem and they think, I'm going to solve that problem. And they maybe think outside the box to solve that problem. And they knock it out of the park sometimes. Some of them don't, but this is one that I'd say knocked it out of the park. And apparently Bill Rogers was a big fan of this little product and had some assistance in developing it, and really cool. And Safariland, by the way, impressed us very much as well. And I'll be honest, I've kind of ignored Safariland for a few years. They're very much focused on, you know, I mean, a lot of duty gear. You know, every law enforcement officer is familiar with Safariland and their holsters and their belts. And, you know, they do a really good job in the duty gear market. I didn't realize how much they were still doing with even things that were appropriate for concealed carry.
Yep,
there's a few holsters that were kind of intriguing.
And they were just, yeah, little touches that you're just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And so watch for that video, the Safariland video, when we get that up, because I think you'll see several things that you'll say, hey, that's a good idea. You know, that would make a difference for me. Yep. They're the kings of options. I mean, they just have so many. If you can't find something you're going to love from Safariland, you're probably not looking hard enough or trying enough things. And so I was very impressed. I'll tell you just one other thing that I think it deserves to be published, and maybe you guys will get this somewhere else. We unfortunately did not get it on video. But Safariland has a nonprofit set up, and they take a proceed of sales, and they donate to this nonprofit. And the nonprofit, it supports law enforcement officers who are injured or maimed in the line of duty when wearing Safariland gear. Well,
and it also supports their families.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've actually been familiar with the nonprofit for a number of years. They've been doing that for quite a long time. They're a great organization. You know, and they've been revolutionary in the body armor industry for a long time. And they've, you know, always made a big point to tell the stories of and communicate the lives that have been saved because of body armor. And our men and women in blue put their lives on the line every day, go out there serving and protecting the public. And Safariland makes a lot of some of the best gear for them to get their jobs done. And yeah. It's good to see them, you know, give back in a philanthropic way.
Yeah, very impressed. They honored four law enforcement officers today at their booth. And like I said, didn't get that on video, but I just think that's very noble, and I was very impressed.
Yeah.
How about the Caldwell product, Riley?
Oh, yeah. So Caldwell has this new magazine charger or magazine loader. And, you know, there's a lot of different things on the market to help and aid you in loading your pistol magazines. This one's cool.
It's the best I've ever seen.
It's a little bit tricky sometimes. I mean, like pushing that round into the little slot that you got to push it in there. I don't mean to sound like it's difficult. It's not difficult at all. It just, I look at it, I'm like, yeah, there could be probably some things improved. But here's what's so really genuinely clever about it. It'll work with basically any magazine.
Yeah, any pistol magazine.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking, I mean, single stack, double stack, 380 single stack, 380 double stack, 45 double stack, 45 single stack, 9mm double stack. I mean,
it's all good.
Name the configuration, and it will work with virtually any pistol magazine.
It also doesn't require like a table or something to kind of push, you know, to hold the mag on top of and push against. You don't need that. You can just hold it in your hand and with the other hand, grab around, drop it, whoop, in. Grab around, drop it, whoop, in.
Yeah.
It's and not the kind of thing.
You're squeezing a lever.
Yeah.
And the lever's got, you know, good.
It's 2x force.
Torque.
Yeah.
You know, like it's got a lot of power. And it makes loading rounds in the magazines. And we did a fun little
race.
Yeah, race with Jacob and I were trying to hand load rounds into magazines, you know, the good old fashioned way. And this guy was loading with his new Caldwell mag. It was actually called the Caldwell mag.
No idea.
It might have been called the Caldwell mag charger. Something like that. Anyway,
you got to see the video.
You have to see the video for the results of this race. It was fun though, and pretty cool, innovative little product. I mean, it's one of those things. You know, we go to every year. We pretty much try to go to the new product showcase at SHOT Show. One of the first things, and kind of get an idea as to. You know, there's always something in there that somebody's trying to get attention. You know, for and. You know, it's one of those things I was walking through and I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. I don't know exactly how it works. because it was behind the glass, one of the glass display cases in the showcase. And so I just knew we had to go check it out if we wanted to see how it worked, and very pleased with what we found.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that's hard to describe in audio.
Yeah.
It's got a face for TV. So watch for that video on the YouTube channel. And I think it's pretty well priced, and I wouldn't be surprised if we decide to stock that sucker and sell it on our website, because I was very impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, we've met some really cool people this year at SHOT Show so far. I was just thinking about some of the cool people we met. We've had the pleasure of talking with a decent length with Max Michelle at SIG.
Recent world record setter.
Yeah, yeah. Guinness World Record. He set the world record for hitting, was it five or six? I think it was five steel plates. I think the specs were 5 8-inch steel plates at 7 yards. And he had three attempts. And he had to come out of the holster on the beep, right? And knock all five steel plates down. And his first two attempts, he came very close, but each of those first two, he had a miss. And that third time, he got it, and the record is officially set, as of right now, at 2.05 seconds.
That's fast.
It is. I mean, he's coming out of the holster.
We actually recorded a demo that he did at the SIG Range Day. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get it up sooner than later, but it'd be fun to watch his demo.
He knows how to shoot fast. and he talked about that too. He's like it's all about acceptable accuracy and as fast as I can, basically.
It was also really cool because, and if you don't already know this, you need to know this. This podcast is about concealed carry, which means we're primarily focused on self-defense, on tactical shooting and protecting you and your loved ones. But the competitive shooting world has a lot to teach us tactical shooters.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's the same exact fundamental.
Defensive handgun, what is it? It is acceptable accuracy as fast as you can.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
You know, before the other guy gets you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe your target moves a little, but it's the point is, you know, in his demonstration, and again, you'll like the video, but he explains, he draws connections to what the skills are and how he builds those skills by running these drills. Yeah. And he shows several of the drills that he runs. Really cool.
It was actually quite fascinating, kind of getting a little look into his mind as he prepares. And, you know, he talked about how he warms up and his training routine. And the thing that really stood out to me was when he said 70% of my time training is dry fire.
We hear that a lot. Yeah. That's a trend.
You hear it a lot from us. And you think, oh, yeah, 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 I know. But it really is that important to get those reps in, to get that dry fire practice in.
I've said it before. And I guess I'll say it now. If you haven't already gone and bought the Cert pistol and the LASR software, just do it now. Like, do not buy another gun until you own that setup.
It'll change your world in terms of training and practice and reps. Like everything will become, it just becomes so much, much more natural.
It'll also change your family's world. Like if you're looking for how in the world do I help, you know, get my spouse or my kids or my brother-in-law or my... Well, maybe not your brother-in-law, but you know, how do I get other people involved? Yeah,
yeah.
I'll stop. You know, I'll get off my soapbox now.
And we've also bumped into we mentioned Bill Rogers. We've also, of course, we bumped into Kyle Lamb. I think he talked a little bit how he did the video with us introing his new pistol. Jesse Duff, JJ Rakaza, Rob Latham, Greg from Hickok 45. On YouTube, Matt from Demolition Ranch and Jerry Michalik. And I suspect we'll see a few more folks tomorrow. Some of those, you know, we had a chat with and hope to, you know, who knows, get them on the podcast or something. We'll see.
If these are names, you know, things I would tell you is that these are all great people. You know, they're just so
they
down
really
to
are.
Earth and, yeah. And they're not, you know, a lot of us are a little starstruck maybe when we meet them or see them, but these people are down to earth and they look at you like one of their family. They look at you like a brother or a sister. And they say, you're in my tribe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, take Rob Latham for instance. He was busy at the time.
Yeah.
And
we were almost rude. like interrupting what they were trying to do. You know?
Yeah, you know, but he was so gracious and so kind. And it made my day, made my world. He's the greatest shooter, pistol shooter on earth, hands down. I don't care. I mean, Max Michelle is pretty dang good too, but Rob Latham is the man. I mean, they refer to him as the great one for a reason. And then that's the thing is he is such a phenomenal shooter. He's won so many championships, yet he'll just shake your hand, look you in the eye, and talk shop with you. So we've had a really great, great time. And one thing we can't forget to mention is CMC Triggers have a new Glock drop-in trigger. For those of you that don't care for the Glock trigger, I think this one will rock your world. There are a lot of other companies out there making similar triggers, you know, I mean, replacement triggers and trying to make the Glock trigger better and so forth. This one was, you know, accomplishing the same thing, but I thought it was interesting how they still retained a little trigger safety in there. And it was very subtle. In fact, you almost wouldn't even notice at a glance that it had the trigger safety there. But it was a great little trigger, and I liked the way it felt. And CMC was so kind to spend a moment with us and show it off and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. And they have a big sponsorship of the event. We saw their logo a lot of places.
Yeah. The lanyards for the show badges.
That's right. And it's something I'll just tell you, a little side note that I just think is cool. Their logo is cool. It's like the state of Texas in USA flag colors, but the kind of the bottom like handle of Texas, it looks like a trigger. It's just a cool logo. So I like those guys.
Texas kind of looks like a trigger.
Yeah, how coincidental. And I'll also add that this is a company that has, in addition to good product, and really standing by their morals, they're also very vocal about their Christian beliefs. And whether or not you agree with that or not, I think it's cool that they're not afraid to say, we believe strongly about something and we stand up for it.
Yeah. Well, just like Crossbreed is very much a Christian-oriented company. And we had breakfast with them this morning.
Yeah, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, so, and they had something that was kind of cool. And the ARK security.
ARK something, something bag.
Bag.
Yeah.
And it was sitting on the table and I was like, okay, it's a plastic bag.
Yeah, why do you guys have that lame big shopping bag over there?
But actually, it turns out it serves a purpose. You can seal stuff in there, obviously. I mean, if you wanted to stash some money, some guns, some ammo, some whatever you want away for a time. But here's the kicker, and it was basically a Faraday cage, you know, but it's a Faraday bag. And so what's that do? Well, it's going to protect electronics from, you know, EMP and other potential, you know, electromagnetic interruptions and interference.
Yep. And it's a waterproof bag, tear resistant, puncture resistant, up to, you know, some ridiculous number of pounds or something. And it was relatively affordably priced. And so I think that's something you could look forward to learning more about. That's something that our eyes lit up for sure. I think you'll see something more about that product from us.
It was just interesting, you know, I mean, and coming from Crossbreed makes holsters, you know, but.
And belts.
I think it was Jen or Jess or
Jen? I think it sounds right.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting there talking with she was Jen nice. From Crossbreed.
If you're listening to this, we really liked you, even though we can't remember your name. Sorry,
so many names in the last couple of days, you know, she was very kind, very nice, that's where I was going. She was explaining how some of the guys in the shop were, you know, just coming up with stuff. And that's how this product came to be. And it intrigued me. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm putting my radios and stuff inside there. You know, I've got a couple of radios I keep just on hand for emergency purposes and throw them in there, you know, and throw a few other goodies, a 24-hour type kit, whatever, and it's protected. So really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I was impressed by that, and like you said, interesting to see that come from Crossbreed. Who's to say where that'll go?
Yeah, absolutely.
something I was really excited about was Sports Afield. Sports Afield as a brand has been around since like 1880 something. People are familiar with it. They have a very popular and well-known magazine and a series of outdoor products. But recently they got into the gun safe business, and we've been kind of in tow with them in this process, and as they've been learning and they've been practicing and learning more about it. And we kind of inked a deal with them not too long ago. We're now reselling a lot of their handgun safes. And so we're very intimately familiar with those. We played with those some more today. But I was really excited to learn more about their full product line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got some really great safes. That's just the fact of it. And the cool thing is you can order these safes and you can just have them shipped right to you just about wherever you are. And something we're looking into. So really cool, nice stuff, good quality. And they have a lifetime warranty, and what's cool about that. And that was, I think, excluding the handgun safes. But what's cool about their warranty is it's lifetime against, obviously, any sort of defect or problem, but also against chips, in the paint. And what else? I mean, like anything. Like that was the scratches. Thing. He was like, if there's a problem, let us know. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we'll just send you a new one. Yeah, I mean, these guys are amazing. It's cool because a lot of times what happens is a company comes out and they look at the competition and they say, hey, these guys have put out a nice product, but it's really expensive. We'll go out and do it cheaper. But then they sacrifice quality to do it. Sports Afield did not. They did not sacrifice the quality. They really legitimately have put out a product that I think is parallel, if not better, than their competition, and they're charging less for it. And that's what really impresses me. So we're going to be carrying their entire product line in our store. In the next couple of weeks, we'll get that up and running. You don't have to wait for us. If you just want to go buy one, I would tell you to go check them out. But wow, I was just really impressed with their products.
Yeah. Yeah. There's other safe makers that really do a nice safe.
Absolutely.
But they charge through the roof for some of them. And you can get a really nice safe through Sports Afield for much less than what you would expect and what you would pay somewhere else. So really exciting stuff there. And, so we're kind of getting down to where we should probably start wrapping it up. And the crazy thing is we haven't even talked about everything that we've seen that's been exciting. We even know there's some things that are still yet to come. There's a new pistol from Hudson. It's like a cross between a 1911 and a Glock. Mm-hmm. That we keep meaning to, but every day, we get sidetracked and we get busy with other things. And apparently it's really cool. I've seen some videos and photos of it online. I'm really enthused about it. Our intent is to get over there tomorrow and get that one. We'll do a little, I'm sure we'll do a little video with those guys. And just a ton of other stuff.
Yeah, we've recorded videos that we're going to be publishing that we haven't talked about. We've recorded videos about products from Tactical Solutions, Daniel Defense, Kel-Tec, Night Force, Loophole, Springfield, Hornady. I mean, we've really just been very busy yep. here. And so I hope that you something here has piqued your interest, or that you've learned a little bit more about SHOT Show and or the industry generally speaking. But I really sincerely hope that you're going to subscribe to our YouTube channel, or just check it in a week or two and see everything that's there, and see what spikes your interest, see what you're looking for, learn more about those products, and we're really working hard to bring you some insights from the industry's biggest trade show.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love for you to check out our YouTube channel, subscribe, but also I would certainly appreciate it if you find value in the content that we bring to you, our listeners, whether in the podcast or, in our video form. I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends and family. So that'd be really cool if you do that for us. Once again, the unofficial sponsor of this podcast is Sig Sauer.
Thank you, Sig, for being our unofficial sponsor. You guys rock.
We really had a great time at their arranged event. So good stuff. And also, Guardian Nation. Sorry. I can't go with a podcast episode hardly anymore without mentioning, you know, we're putting so much, trying to put so much into Guardian Nation, our premium subscription service here at concealedcarry.com. And not exactly, but, you know, a day from now, tomorrow evening, we've got the live broadcast event with Gary Quisenberry.
Yep. That's Thursday, January
19th, I think. It's the 19th.
Yeah, Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. Mountain. So that would be 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Will be live video face-to-face with as many of you as are available and as are members of Guardian Nation. It's not too late. You can sign up for Guardian Nation right now, and you can jump on live with us on Thursday night. And not only will you have access to that one, but you'll also have access to all future and all past Guardian Nation broadcasts, because we record them, obviously, and they're available in the library.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would say right off the bat, go, and you can watch that tonight if you joined tonight listening to this podcast. We're going to get this out. It'll be pretty late here, Wednesday, January 18th. You could go back and watch the Kyle Lamb broadcast from last month, and that was cool. It was fun. He is a hoot. He's fun. And by the way, let's throw Kyle Lamb a little bit more love. He's got a new podcast of his own. Hard to find right now.
Yeah, we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk more about it when it's all up and live on iTunes. Yeah. But man, he's hilarious. Dude, it's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, with that, we're gonna wrap it up. And bid you all farewell. We'll see you again next week. We'll be doing our best to recover from the SHOT Show week here. And I also have to do a little detour for a family thing this weekend. So we'll miss you all. Until then, take care, train hard, be safe, and we'll see you next time. I don't know that I could do the legal disclaimer.
Laws may have changed by the time you've listened to this. This is not legal advice. We are not responsible for decisions you make based on the information shared in this podcast. Something like that.
Thank you for bearing with us, folks, as we have fun here. We really appreciate the support of the podcast. Can't believe it's episode 88. Crazy. Anyway. See you next week.